Have they ever failed you? Have you ever given someone confidence and from one moment to the next, do you feel that they fail you? And when they fail you, the expression that comes out of your mouth is, I will not trust that person again, or the relationship will never be the same. I think we have declared this over and over again, and perhaps the point has come when we have grown tired. We have grown tired of giving opportunities, opportunities at some point we think people no longer deserve. But if we look at how God works with us, we realize that we fail all the time. And yet the Bible says that every day He renews His mercy on us. I want to tell you about a story of two men. A letter was written in that history, a letter called the Letter to Philemon. A handwritten letter written by the Apostle Paul. Two men who had known him and had received the message of salvation, the message of grace, and the message of forgiveness. Through Paul, two men who had received that message and whose lives have been transformed, of course. However, like all of us, at some point, the faith we proclaim must be tested to see how firm it is. Even the changes we have, there will come times that it will be tested to see if we actually bear fruit and not something that we try to do in our own strength or the willpower, and what in the end we do not achieve anything because we cannot change to demonstrate to people that we already changed and get closer to God so that our hearts may change. But in the end, our only desire, in the end, our only motivation was to show people that if we could, that we could change. But what happens when everything turns against us? What happens when the family no longer believes that we change? What happens when we advise, circumstances begin to arrive? It's not what we expected. We expected a change in life, but we also hoped that good things would happen to us. But what happens when this does not come? And we begin to have adversity. That's where it begins to measure the fruit of your repentance. A true repentance does not consist of just a moment to make me feel good. A true repentance is not something that happens in the moment and when things are not right. I forgot about the decision I made. A true regret is a decision that is based or ends in a determination in something that has no way back, and that despite difficult circumstances, there is no going back. There are situations in life that God is going to allow, not so that He knows us, but so that we ourselves realize if we are deceiving ourselves or if the faith that we proclaim has a true foundation, that is Jesus Christ, or is subject to pure will. Everything that is done by will power at some point will force our tires, and everything we did will decay. That's why it's common to see people today who begin to follow Christ, but then they decide not to do it anymore, because many did not believe in His conversation. They did not believe in what was happening in their lives. My beloved friend, is your motivation correct? Do not try to change, or do not come to the Lord so that the transformation in your life is just for others to see. This suits you more than others. It's not that your family sees that you changed so that they accept you. Do it, and true repentance of God will take care of the rest. You do not have to do it to demonstrate to others, because if we will not give into temptation, Jesus Himself, He was in the desert. Satan told Him, if you are the Son of God, have these stones become bread. Satan challenges Jesus to various things in order to demonstrate if you are the Son of God. There was no need for that, because Jesus is the Son of God. But doubting the identity will make us do things to demonstrate that we are. And I want to have something very clear. You do not have to demonstrate that you are. You do because you are. Because it's in your nature. It's in you. And what more joy, what more blessing than that? Although others do not want to believe it, something happened inside you. Something happened in your life. The Apostle Paul lived this strongly when he had to encounter with Jesus, where he was blind and fell from his horse. Nobody dared to see Paul, because at that time, Paul was considered the number one enemy of the Christians. However, when he had that encounter with Christ, he was taken to a place. I believe that if God had told him who were to see it, they would not have done it out of fear. But God raised up a man named Ananias and said to him, "You see such a place? To the right street, there is a man who needs you to pray for him so that he receives his sight." I will not go into depth. What Ananias did was obey, and he believed in the power of God, in the life of Paul. But many do not believe. And when Paul, I imagine, he was preaching and talking about Christ, somewhere like, will it be or will it not be? It usually happens. They say they raise fame and go to sleep right. Many people will not believe in what happened in your life. But remember that, yes, it happened. And that in due course, many will understand it. Now, one of the people who had this encounter with Paul and who received the word of life that Paul proclaimed to them, one of these people was called Philemon. And that is why Paul writes this letter. You can read the book or the letter to Philemon in the Bible. It only has one chapter. And from there come several teachings. One which I have for you today, in the response to those moments of difficulty where we think that people have no opportunity to change, but really, and in 1 Philemon chapter 1 and verse 21, this verse contains a lot. He says, "I have written to you, trusting in your obedience, knowing you will do even more than what I tell you." Paul was writing to Philemon. Philemon had met Paul and had received the message. And after receiving the message, Philemon became in a leader. He also preached the word. In his house, perhaps in meeting, Philemon was a wealthy man. He had people at his service who worked for him. In those moments, Philemon's life begins to change because Paul had already taught him that our life was not sustained by the world, nor did it depend on the foundations of the world, but all that was left behind, and now our life was sustained by Christ. And our life has to imitate what Christ did on this earth. Therefore, it was important now to make certain decisions that will show true repentance. In some moments, we will talk about what life is in the kingdom of God. And we will realize that it does not compare at all to the world that has taught us. In the world, they teach you an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But Jesus teaches us something else. Love your enemy. Well, now he was at the time that Philemon had to put into practice what he had learned. And so Paul wrote this letter to him, closing saying, "I have written to you trusting in your obedience, knowing that you will do even more than I tell you." There was another man named Onesimus who had met Paul in prison. And there he had received God, had a real repentance. And the time had come when they were going to set him free. However, Paul tells him, "For you to continue with your work you need to close a cycle in your life and put into practice what you have learned. My beloved friends, the Bible is not just about memorizing it, studying theology for a moment, and congregating in one place and saying, I am already saved. It's about actions. If I say I believe in Christ, my actions have to imitate Christ. If I say God dwells in me, His nature must be carried in my life. And if I say that God is love, then I have to begin to love before accepting others to love me. True love consists in that He loves us first. That means that we know that people are going to fail us. But the nature we carry leads us to love. Even if we know that we will not be reciprocated and that at some point they will fail us, that is part of life. And when that happens, I will not take it to heart. On the contrary, I will pray to God as Jesus, Father said, forgive them because they do not know what they do. And I will have a healthy heart. I'm not going to be thinking all the time that I have to forgive. If I have to forgive because I simply react the wrong way and I don't act in faith according to how God wants me to live life in Him, in this world, that's why Paul tells Onesimus, now you are out of prison, because Paul tells him that he has to go back to Philemon and reconcile with him. And he writes to Philemon that he reconciles with Onesimus, because Onesimus was a slave to Philemon. He worked for Philemon. And the only way that a slave could receive freedom is the master himself could tell him, or could tell him that you are free. But Onesimus did not do so. Some say that Onesimus took something from Philemon's house and fled. And you know what the reward was for those who fled and also took something, observed or stole? The reward was death. And Philemon had all the letters in his favor to condemn Onesimus. But now came the test of faith. This is tremendous. This is wonderful. Philemon threw the letter that comes from Paul. I imagine that Philemon already had his lawyers, or has suddenly thought when Onesimus comes, when he finds him, he will have to pay. Yes, because things are as they are. Perhaps that was Philemon's thoughts. And it turns out that a letter comes to him, and whoever brings him the letter to Philemon himself from his friend Paul in prison, what would you do? When Philemon reads the letter, it's a letter from Paul saying, forgive him, because now he is your brother in Christ. And if he has done something, if he owes you something, says Paul, write it down to my account. Write it down to my account. And that is why he closes saying, what am I asking you? I know that you are going to obey, because you know that it's to do the right thing, and perhaps you will be much more freedom is fulfilled. And you know what? Far above that others might say to him, you are stupid. Look at what he did to you. It's well you believe in Christ, but just must be fulfilled. Yes, but God's justice is not based on what we believe that we must act, if not based on His love. Or perhaps today you cannot open your eyes. God gave you a new opportunity today. And today, listen to me well. If you repent today, God is not going to count yesterday's sin, because this is about renewing His mercies. Yesterday's things is over. What matters is now. Perhaps many will remind you of what you did in the past, but that does not move you. That in your heart and in your mind will always be what God did now. And now you are a new creation. Prayer. Father, I thank you for this word. Thank you for what you receive daily. Thank you for what you teach us today. That this word, Lord, brings enlightenment to our life and makes us understand that we have been loved by you, and that in this new day that dawns, there is a new opportunity, just as you have done with us. It's important that we do it with others as well, and we can reflect your love. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. I want to invite you to connect with us through the YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Once you enter the channel, subscribe and click on the bell so that notification and we can be connected. Blessings.